Chapter 34, Jeremiah, the man who felt God's anguish. Jeremiah had hoped for a permanent reformation under Josiah. Called of God to the prophetic office while still a youth, a member of the priesthood, Jeremiah had been trained from childhood for holy service. In those happy years he little realized that he had been ordained from birth to be a prophet unto the nations. When the divine call came, he was overwhelmed. "Ah, Lord God!" he exclaimed, "I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth," RSV. In the youthful Jeremiah, God saw one who would be true to his trust and stand for the right against great opposition. In childhood he had proved faithful, and now he was to endure hardness as a soldier of the cross. "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. Say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them. And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, and bronze walls, against the whole land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you," RSV. For 40 years Jeremiah was to stand as a witness for truth and righteousness. In a time of unparalleled apostasy he was to exemplify in life and character the worship of the true God. He was to be the mouthpiece of Jehovah. He was to predict the downfall of the house of David and the destruction of the beautiful temple built by Solomon. Imprisoned, despised, hated, rejected of men, he was finally to share in the sorrow and woe that should follow the destruction of the fated city. Yet Jeremiah was often permitted to look beyond the distressing scenes of the present to the glorious future, when God's people should be planted again in Zion. Their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Jeremiah wrote, "The Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant.